With the $50 gas card, you also get the oil change, the basic oil change from Meineke. Yeah. It's gonna be great. So stick around till 2:50 if you can. Tell you what, let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yes. The Latinos for Trump. Are there many people are scared to vote Democrat because the bosses at the 226? We spoke to 22 Latinos and they're ordered who to vote for. They even have conventions and they say you got to vote for this guy. And so Lombardo and a lot of people's opinions were the Latinos were forced to vote for those guys in lockstep, just like it happened with Trump. Joey Gilbert won statewide. Except for the influence that the union has, and the union bosses said in Spanish that they decide what the elections are. So we need an investigation. Are the Latino workers that are working for the casinos, are they being forced and scared into voting Democrat or they'll lose their job? Is that happening?
There is. I tell you, Paul? There is zero evidence of that so far. Unless you say you've got, you know, the smoking gun, so to speak, you know, you hear a lot of that stuff out there.
If the witnesses come forward, who do they speak to? If they get
go to the media. Go to the media. Go to the TV stations. They love stuff like that.
But the Latino people are scared because they get fired. Can they go to like somebody special that they can sign up anonymously and they can testify and show that they're forced to vote Democrat?
No, but I will tell you. I will tell you this. And Paul, I'm glad you called. I got to move on. But simply put, if there's evidence of stuff like that, then it will come out. You know, go to your local TV station. Go to your local Fox. Go to Fox 5, and tell them you got a story like this, like as part of one of their rants. I mean, that's how stuff like that gets out. Thanks for the call, though. I want you to hear from Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She is the director of the CDC, and I promised you earlier I would let you hear this in her own words, how they're now talking in terms of, simply put, going after the kids, of going after children for vaccination. Hey, it's an easy group to get, captive audience. This is Dr. Walensky. It's cut three, go.
We surpassed 1 million COVID deaths in the United States. To many, that number seemed unthinkable when the pandemic began, but it's a sobering reality that so many of us have experienced great loss over the past 2 years. We recently experienced another increase in COVID cases, which was accompanied by an increase in hospitalizations and deaths. Through this, we continue to see that immunity through vaccination and infection has resulted in fewer hospitalizations and deaths than from COVID surges prior to Omicron. At this time, 67% of our population live in counties at medium or high COVID community levels, twice as many as people 1 month ago. CDC's COVID community levels have been an important tool to empower localities and jurisdictions to decide where and when to use proven prevention strategies to limit the impact of COVID-19. Our ability to manage this virus today is in large part due to the tools we have: vaccines, tests, treatments, and masks. We continue to work hard to increase access to these important tools every day so that Americans can better protect themselves. For example, we've recently expanded the eligibility of COVID vaccine boosters for children ages 5 to 11. And just this week, we're coordinating with our colleagues at FDA to consider recommendations for those 6 months to 4 years to receive their first COVID shots. Since the start of this pandemic, nearly 8 million children, 11 and younger, have been diagnosed with COVID. Over 50,000 have been hospitalized and over 600 have died. I know that many parents are anxiously waiting to vaccinate their children under 5, and we are committed to carefully reviewing the data so that these vaccines are recommended only if they have both safe and effective profiles.
That's what we're talking about. Tell you what, we squeeze Al in. Al, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, listen, my name is Al, and I'm a Latino conservative, and, you know, we're getting a lot of Latinos to vote for the Republican Party, especially here in Nevada. And the other caller, I appreciate his comments, but I hope that people don't get the impression that all Latinos are intimidated voting for Republicans, and that's not the case. I'm actually running for office, or I was a candidate. You know, I mean, the election's really not over until Wednesday, but the thing is that the information that I'm getting about the Culinary Union, it's not only Latinos that are being forced to vote Democrat, it's everybody. So I just don't want people to get the idea that all Latinos are voting Democrat, and people who start hating on Latinos, because we need the Latino vote to turn Nevada red. I just wanted to say that.
Hey, thank you, Al. I appreciate that. The fact is, the polls all show it. That Latinos and African Americans are turning to Republicans because we've got the answers. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Jim Marchant, he's headed to the general election, running for Secretary of State. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it is a Friday, and we're looking like it on area freeways as I check out our traffic cams here in the KMCQ studios. Yeah, you are pretty packed in on Interstate 15 northbound to Tropicana. They do have the freeway traffic lights functioning right now, so give yourself some extra time through there. Also, downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, you're bumper to bumper right now. Do expect some delays on that transition ramp too. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, you're delayed on that transition merging from Interstate 15 north over to 515 east. And overnight road work on Las Vegas Boulevard, that's under Interstate 15 in North Las Vegas.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Las Vegas Aces have a fantastic 12-2 record. They have won three straight games. They get back at it on Sunday as they'll match up against Minnesota at home. Las Vegas Aviators Baseball scheduled to complete a suspended game against El Paso today, and then will play the regularly scheduled game after that. Major League Baseball, some of the games coming up this evening include the Dodgers matching up against Cleveland. The Angels and Mariners will play against each other, and the Padres are opening up a series in Denver against the Rockies. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all been said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, what an impressive win for Jim Marchant in the Secretary of State's race. Tuesday night, of course, the primary election day. And I had a chance to talk to Jim Marchant. He's a longtime friend and really just an all-around good guy. And I opened the interview by congratulating him and saying that I knew that he had worked hard for that nomination.
Oh, boy, did I. I've been working since January 4th, 2020, as you know, and it was a great victory. And we're very excited to go forward and make a huge difference in November or after November when we get elected and take the office and really make some changes that are really needed there. So we're working hard on coming up with a plan, and we think we've got a good one, and it's going to be not only good for Nevada, but it's going to be good for the country.
I got the mailers. I saw some of the TV ads. They were just nasty, nasty stuff, and a lot of it came from out of state. Were you surprised that so much stuff came from out of state?
No, not at all, because I know who the consultants were, and I know George Soros, I know Mitt Romney, and I know that whole clan, and it's the deep state clan. So I know exactly where it came from. So not surprised at all. And what did surprise me, though, is the outright lies. I mean, how they can get away with that, and they know they can get away with it. I mean, they made up stuff just out of the blue that has no way of being true. Like, I'm a vegan. They said I'm a vegan. You've seen me eat before, Kevin.
Yeah.
You think I'm a vegan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. just stuff like that. Said I haven't voted. You know, I didn't vote in the election with Obama and Hillary. I absolutely did. There's no question about it. I can prove it. They said I'm a former Democrat. I have been a registered Republican since 1974 when I registered to vote when I was 18 years old. And I haven't missed one yet. I have been registered since then. So it's all just outright lies. And then everything that they said, I mean, it's ridiculous. They said, oh, I didn't pay my taxes. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I was a failed businessman. Whatever. It's all lies. All lies. And people that know me know it was lies. And thank God, from January 4th, 2020, I got around the state and got to know a lot of people. And they're the ones, they knew it was lies, and they didn't fall for it, and that's why I won. And I hope that sends a message to any of my future opponents and their consultants that, go ahead, give it a try again.
Do you expect this to all come back again in the general election?
Probably, certainly. Democrats aren't stupid. They'll use it again, but... You know, it didn't work then. I don't think it's going to work, or it didn't work in the primary. I don't think it's going to work in the general. But let them try. You know.
Do you know where this money is coming from? I mean, are you fairly certain of who controls these PACs and all this outside money?
We don't know because it was a state PAC here. We know who was behind it. We traced it to a federal PAC, and they had a couple of major donors in there, and it's not disclosed. They did it in a way where they're not disclosed, and they're through corporations. So we're digging. We're digging. Don't worry. We're not letting it go. So we'll see what happens.
Again, Jim Marchant joining us.
Right.
No. And you know what? I was talking with Sigal Chadha just the other day, and I said, you know, it's weird that in the legal business, if two lawyers are talking and one disparages another and he knows it's false, you can go to the Bar Association and you can get sanctions. What do you do if you're a political candidate? There's just nothing you can do except deny.
Well, you can deny it. I mean, you could file a lawsuit, but what's that going to get you? You're going to spend millions of dollars, and what's it going to get you? You know, and it could come back on the person suing, because if you lose, you got to pay their lawyer fees, that kind of thing. So it's difficult. The courts are set up against good people, and that's the problem. And something we got to fix in our country, and something President Trump probably could have helped with had he won legally, or had he, you know, not lost his election. So I'm looking forward to the day when we truly fix all of this mess.
You've also got people like Chuck Schumer that are talking about you and trying to define you as some sort of conspiracy theory, a whack job. How do you fight that when you've got somebody like Chuck Schumer gunning for you as well?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? On the floor of the United States Senate, the Senate Majority Leader said that my win was bone-chilling to him. Did you see that? See that video?
Yeah, I saw the clip.
And said basically that I am a threat to democracy, and why me? I'm the only candidate he went after in Nevada. And so that's what we're faced with. He's telling his, I don't know what you call them, Media Matters, MoveOn.org, all the Soros dark groups. He's telling them, go after this guy. That's what it was, basically. And I'm in for an onslaught again of whatever you call it, just people coming after me to keep me from getting elected, because they know if I get in, their gig is up. They're in power only because there is the system cannot be trusted. People do not have confidence in the system. They stay home. So we've got to change that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to simplify the entire system so people have confidence in our election system. And I've got a plan to do it, and it starts with paper ballots, not like the hanging. We're not going back to the hanging chad stuff. Forget that. We have better ways to do it. Paper ballots with anti-counterfeit measures built in. We're going to vote on a precinct-level basis so that it's a smaller group is in charge of a voting precinct, so we can get the votes counted, because we're going to count them by hand. And it's going to be transparent. Everybody's going to be at the table to count, and we're going to video it. There's not going to be any secrets. You don't have to stay away 60 feet. You know, it's going to be transparent. That's what we've got to do in order to get the trust back of the people that their votes are going to count. We're going to get rid of Electronic Registration Information Center. That's the Soros-backed organization that manages the voter rolls in 31 states. And Nevada was a charter member. And there's a reason they keep our voter rolls dirty. And we're going to get rid of them. They're fired day one when I get in. I'm going to use my technology background. We're going to bring it in-house. I'm going to make it available to all the clerks and registrars. And we're going to clean up our voter rolls. That's one thing for sure. I'm going to advocate for getting rid of these ridiculous universal mail-in ballots. That's another way that they're able to manipulate the system. So we have a lot of work to do. I've got a great plan. I've got the greatest minds in the country supporting me and behind me. And we've come up with a great plan. And finally, once and for all, the voters of Nevada, citizens of Nevada, are finally going to have their vote count, and they're going to have confidence in our election system.
There you have it. Jim Marchant, Republican nominee for Secretary of State. And can I just tell you, you're going to hear a lot about him. And I will admit, a lot of it from the other side is not going to be good. But you got to take it with a grain of salt. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less fee. I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My son Steve did not want to die, but his prescription opioids killed him. We found a post-it note that he had written about his experience with his opioids.
You never expect that you're going to lose a child. It's all out of order.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Coming up on 250, 10 till 3. That's 10 till Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. And I got to tell you, this is going to be exciting. We're going to give away a $50 gas card okay? A $50 gas card, caller number three. Caller number three right now at 844-2-NEVADA. And if you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. Caller number three will be our winner of a $50 gas card and a basic oil change at Meineke. Then we're going to throw that name along with four other names into the hat, the other daily winners, and somebody's going to win a $100 gift card. So it's going to be a good day all the way around. And again, caller number three, here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We'll tell you who won. This is really exciting right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Michael Ryan of Las Vegas. He has just scored a $50 gas card plus a... the $50 gas card and the Meineke oil change. This is the reason I'm excited is because we also have just picked our $100 gas card winner, and it's John Valvella Dirt Deliberta, excuse me, John Deliberta. He was Tuesday's winner, and he has won again, this time a $100 gas card. So this has been a great day for John Deliberta and for Michael Ryan. For John Deliberta, he has scored twice this week. This is amazing. So congratulations to both. And, of course, the $50 gas